T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The midterm elections are over. You're either happy and content or sad and frustrated. So now you're going to do one of two things. Drink excessively or drink excessively.
You know what today is?
No, what?
Hump day.
Waffle Wednesday.
Waffles! Where's my waffles?
They're coming right up.
Tasty waffles with lots of syrup.
We must have waffles. We must all have waffles forthwith.
Friends, waffles, work. It's Wednesday. There's waffles. I get it. Who has time for this nonsense?
I'm making waffles.
Oh! What's with the waffles?
I don't know. It was in the intro.
Wait a think outside the box there,
well,
Cal.
Well, I think it's one of these things. I think we waffled, perhaps. Maybe you waffled it in the as you voted. You didn't know who to vote for, so you...
All right.
There we go, maybe.
You came up with something, at least,
there
to
we
save
go.
Yourself.
Yep.
Good morning.
Morning.
Day after the election. I did go to a election party.
Yeah, you had all those people you know who were running yesterday.
Yeah, I didn't stay in even until any of them got there. Yeah, I was ate a lot of Mexican food.
Ooh. Sure.
And there's something about Mexican food that, like, throughout, after you're done eating, you get more full.
Yeah.
Like, fuller and fuller because of the chips expanding.
Yeah.
And your brain catching up with, oh my god, you ate way too much. So by the time we got to the after party, I was no fun. I'm like, I can't do this. So I didn't get to see any of my friends. And all of my friends, by the way, they won.
Oh,
justice.
All
right. Well, yeah. Most of them were judges running against other judges. And I think at this point, all of them won. If one of my friends didn't win, I'm sorry. Maybe we're not that good of friends.
Just kicking them when they're down. They yeah. lost and then they tune in. They're like, ah, Courtney will make me feel better.
They're not listening.
I'm not friends with Courtney Lane.
If I lose, I'm going to get unfriended.
So everybody here voted yesterday, I would imagine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. And you voted for the first time in a place.
It was my first time voting. At this, yeah, correct.
Yes.
Correct.
How did that? How was
my first time voting in Missouri in a long time? It was fine. I mean, I don't know. You go in there. I always feel unqualified. Like, I wish I knew so much more going in, and it's kind of like, ugh. But then you look around at all the dumb people voting, and you're like, oh, maybe I'm not so bad.
No, right. And what about you, Lance? Voted okay? Any lines? Anything like that?
Not a big issue as far as the line was concerned. Was there a line? Yeah, but it moved pretty quickly.
I was a little aggravated, though, because the whole reason you go vote, let's be honest, is to get the I voted sticker.
Mm. So I forgot to grab it.
What?
I know. And even as I was in...
And then it's like you didn't vote.
Right. I was so relieved when it was over. I got out of there. But I kept seeing people walk out and then go back in and be like, oh, I forgot my sticker, but I wasn't going
to
do that.
They needed to be more, like,
yes,
they
agreed.
Handed me one when they ripped off whatever they do.
Yeah, they rip it off the
yeah,
whole thing.
Yeah.
Not to mention, the people at my place were not very helpful. I saw multiple people going for, you know, fairly simple questions for something that doesn't happen often, and they were not.
They didn't know.
Yeah, so I was like, I'm not going to push
those are the people that were calling my sister. My
oh,
sister,
really?
Yeah, she works in the county clerk's office in St. Clair County, and so she had to field all the... There's not enough signs. Old people don't know where they're going.
Yeah.
So then she'd have to call to the school and make sure the signage was correct. Mm. And so that's what she dealt with all day. I don't know what time she got home.
That's a lot of work.
But I did see the voted sticker. So as I'm walking out, I have my I voted sticker, and it flies off my coat.
So you had to go back in to get one?
I didn't go get one. But I feel, then I kept seeing everybody's pick, the honorary... The obligatory, I should say, picture of I voted, the selfie.
Yeah. Yep.
I felt like people might think I didn't vote.
I know. I felt the same way.
Go look
it
up. I voted.
It wasn't too bad. I was only in there for maybe 30 minutes.
I did see one of my friends that's on the radio somewhere else said, your campaign slogan is the last thing you texted.
Uh-oh.
So I thought this would be kind of fun. It may be stupid. It may not even work with the last thing you texted.
The last thing you texted is your own personal campaign
yes,
slogan.
Courtney Landrum for Congress. 2018, we're officially old people. That's what my last text was. Because we went and ate at 5:20 with some friends.
Mine is Tim Convey for Congress 2018. So good.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Mine is Kevin Burgoff for 2018. Was I supposed to write in Mike Madigan for everything?
No. What about you, Lance?
Lance Hildebrand, 2018. Be home around 8:30.
That's awesome. Listen, if you want to share your, if it's funny and it works, share your last text, and that's your name. You can give first name only, but full name would be, it just got more of a punch to it.
Sure.
And tell us what your last text was. We'll read some of those throughout the morning. That should be a lot of fun. We'll come up with different elected positions, too.
Yeah.
You know, not just Congress. We'll come up with comptroller.
Yeah, so I like treasurer that. Is kind of, you know, that's sort of in the game, but...
And depending on what your text is, we could maybe tie it to, like, if you're running for, you know, assessor, you know, if it's about money or something like that, or land. 531, I don't know what I'm talking about.
Tim Convey, assessor. Have you seen my wallet?
314-531-9898. That's our text line. We love hearing from you on the text line because it's a good way for you to participate in the show and do some of the work for us. Today on the show, we will talk about our day yesterday. A couple of us went and got our butts frozen off.
Yeah, we did.
Lance participated. Tim and I lost the birthday bet, and we had to go in a cryo chamber. And we'll talk about that. A lot of people were curious about it last night as I was talking to him. Thank you again to Ty at the Institute. Is his name Ty?
TJ.
TJ. At the Institute of Natural Health. They were great.
Mm-hmm.
Lance got to do an extra little thing, but we'll talk about it. And the video will be up, I believe, tomorrow, hopefully. But there were a lot of us doing it.
Yeah.
There's
a lot of activity.
Yeah. Man. Yeah. So we'll talk about that. We also have Things You Didn't Know with Radio's Tim Convey. So good. And we have more tickets to the Musial Awards. But don't forget to text us, 531-9898. Weather-wise, cooler today than yesterday, high of 52, and then cooler even tomorrow with a high of 45, and then 40 Friday, Saturday's 39. Mm. I'm not ready for that to be the high.
Well, yeah, and the overnight lows, I saw some 20s coming up.
I gotta drive through Michigan.
And then snow maybe tomorrow.
I know.
I don't know. Right now?
38 degrees.
Snow here?
That's the rumor.
Man.
That's the rumor. I don't know if it's true or not. Hopefully it won't be during any of the rush hours.
Yeah, let's hope. We haven't been doing too good.
It's the Courtney and Company morning show, and Jen will be here a little after 6:30, your first schmig at about 6:37, and it is the day after the election. I don't know if you stayed up late. Maybe you're not even up yet, so it doesn't matter what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But I did. Yet? A friend of mine had posted your campaign slogan is the last text you sent, and it made me laugh. And mine was the best one out of the show, really, is Tim's. So good.
So good.
Tim Convey, so good. And we asked you to text us the last thing you texted, which wouldn't be this text. It'd be prior to this text. And that would be your campaign slogan. Do we have names?
Yes, we actually do.
Okay, good.
Caitlin Dell, her campaign slogan, mornings don't work for me.
That's okay, Kate.
That is good.
Joshua A.
Well, you got to give him something he's running for.
Oh, Joshua A. for county clerk. Well... we probably won't get it done.
That's great.
He doesn't have a shot with that.
Nancy M. for Congress.
People like honesty, though.
Yeah. Yeah. Nancy M. for Congress. I'm going to have to watch my back.
That's the truth.
Yeah. Wow.
And then Cassidy for state senator. He needs a shower.
That's great. Keep sending us your last text that you sent, and we will have your campaign slogan for you. We'll look ahead to 2019.
Okay.
All right. Is anything happening in 2019? I don't know. I just do. When I see it on the news, I know it's time for me to vote.
Yeah.
Here's Lance with another. 98, it's Courtney and Lance and Kevin and Tim, fresh off our cryotherapy day yesterday. It was pretty cool at the Institute of Natural Health. And I told my friend about it last night because you burn like 500 to 800 calories after you do it throughout the day.
Wow.
And she's like, would it be terrible if I did it to for weight loss? And I'm like, well, it's kind of lazy, but I would do it too.
Yeah, that's a part of it. I posted that picture on our Instagram story, at CourtneyCo198, of Jamie in there. And I said, cryo Jamie, which I was proud of. But on the way home, it occurred to me that I should have done, oh, Jamie's cryoing.
Nice.
Yeah, because Jamie,
too late.
Who videoed us, ended up doing it too. And she was the biggest baby out of all
she
of us.
She was for sure, early on.
Like, immediately when she got in there.
Yep.
She could just feel the cold.
She just, I don't like this. So we'll talk about it. Jen, I'm sure, will want to hear all about it, because we, Tim and I, lost the bet, the birthday bet. We do it once a month, and we tabulate the week-long celebrity birthdays, who comes the farthest, and we tied each other for the worst for the week. So that means in another month, we'll have another bet. We'll have to figure out who's doing the bet. So many of us are participated in this that whoever comes up with the best idea, maybe, for the bet, will be the giver of the bet, and they won't have to do it. We asked for your campaign slogans based on the last text that you sent. And we got some really good ones. I gave Kevin a list of different offices that they could be running for, too.
Here are just a couple more. This is from Amanda Pettit. She's going for state senator. Do you need gas?
You got to do it more. Amanda Pettit.
Oh, Amanda Pettit, state senator. Do you need gas?
That was good the second time.
Susan B. for governor. I am moving out of the state in 3 years. But my favorite, I don't know how you're going to top this one, Robin for attorney general. Mom pooped, clogged up the toilet, and it overflowed.
Yeah, nice, Lance.
Yeah. And I approve this message.
Lance, do you get much work during election time?
I get some, but I got to be honest, the climate we live in nowadays,
you don't want to be associated.
No, I've kind of shied away from it.
But
this
you're
year.
A voice guy. That's what you do.
I know.
It's like an attorney that you know, is defending someone. Yeah, that's their job.
He needs to be trusted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because they're like, oh, he supports that guy. I can't trust what he says about 270.
Yeah. Right? Well, I did know another voiceover guy who had a policy. He had the 3G policy. He would not do anything. He wouldn't do anything related to God, gambling, or government.
Interesting. Mm. Why gambling?
That was his.
Because he needed a third G.
Two G's was weak. All right, we have your news with Debbie Monterey, and that's all after Lance and your traffic.
All right, not too bad on the roads right now. If we could just keep this kind of...
Taylor Swift on Y98. It's the Courtney and Company Morning Show, and we want your campaign slogans, which we've decided is it's the last thing that you texted. So text in 314-531-9898. Tell us the last thing that you texted, and we'll announce campaign slogans as we go throughout the morning.
Yeah, Tim's was the best, although Kevin's was a close second, but Tim's was Convy for Congress. So good.
So good.
So good.
Okay. I've been holding on to a piece of paper. I'm going to do some dumb stories in just a second. But because of one sentence, and I wanted to look it up, and I'm not going to ever do it because it's now 4 days old and I'm done with it.
Okay.
But I just want to read you the headline of the story. A professional mermaid.
Nice.
See, you understand why I held on to it now.
Yep.
Says she's constantly harassed by merverts. Guys who say things like, you're delicious, even without tartar sauce. I don't even know what story it is. Why is this a story? Who is a professional mermaid?
Oh, I've seen one before.
Like at parties?
Well, in LA, there's a, I think it's the Standard Hotel.
And behind the front desk, they have a mermaid who just like swims in the tank.
Chris Isaac's show, he'd go to a bar that had those mermaids. And I guess that was the place.
I dated a girl who did some mermaiding. I don't know that she was a professional, but she was a hobbyist. It was a part. She was a part-time mermaid.
All right, and Jen, I have some dumb stories that I think you will enjoy.
Okay, good.
People is dumb. This only needs a headline. A guy wearing Crocs jumps into a crocodile pit.
But he thought that there was protection.
He got away, but he did get roughed up a little. The next morning, the staff found blood, shorts, and the Crocs in a pit.
That's awesome.
Shorts.
All right. This one. So there's a woman in Salt Lake City. She got busted Monday for embezzling more than $134,000 from a spa. She's worked there since 2014.
Wow.
Why did she embezzle money? Well, before that, she worked at a property management company, and she stole around $170,000 from them, so she had to pay it back. So she embezzled money to pay back her previous embezzlement.
You know what? Good for her. I'm saying, spa, you didn't do your due diligence and do a background check on this woman.
Oh, my gosh.
Did you not run a background check on this woman?
I don't know, but, I mean, Sounds like she's smart.
Yeah, yeah, right.
I don't think she's going to get another job now. She's facing three new felony charges for embezzling from the spa.
She's going to jail. Entertainment Schmig is coming up in just a minute. We're not going to talk about the election, but we'll talk about Gary Busey's sleeping tips. It's Entertainment Schmig. And it's brought to you by Michelob Ultra. This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Okay, Courtney wanted me to find my last text. Right?
Jen Myers for Comptroller.
Oh, really? Comptroller?
Right. You seem comptroller-y to me.
Great.
You would make a great comptroller. I'm always telling people that.
Jen Myers for Comptroller. Disclaimer, I don't know if this is any good.
Text us the last text that you sent to 531-9898 and your name as well, and we'll read your campaign slogan on the air.
I love it. Ninth season premiere of The Real Housewives of New Jersey tonight on Bravo.
Man, I'm out. I'm out. I was out last season before, when they put a convict on a show and glorify that. I have standards, Jen.
Yeah, I
know. Not a fan of the Judices pronounce their name. They had five different pronunciations.
Mm-hmm.
13th season finale of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia tonight on FX, if you care. Storage Wars, Riverdale, Empire, Chicago Med, American Horror Story. Bunch of stuff.
Oh, yeah. Last week was bad.
Really?
It wasn't a good week. It was the first off week of American Horror Story. It was really dumb.
John Stamos was on Busy Phillips' new talk show, Busy Tonight, on E! Which, by the way, is executive produced by Tina Fey. Pretty interesting. Hmm. He was talking about how when he and his wife were trying to have a baby, he had to go to a fertility clinic. Which means he had to provide a sample.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a room to do that.
Kevin's done it.
I've done it. So nice. I did it twice.
How many times did they want you to do it, though?
Right. You talking about my wife?
So they went in the room and they're like, there's a bunch of different. There are a bunch of different materials.
Yes.
Videos, TV.
Sears catalogs.
Yeah. Totes.
Yeah, that's weird.
So he said, I turned the TV on and it was Fuller House, my hand to God.
His hand to what?
And scene.
I need a ding, man.
Yeah, that was great.
That was solid.
I told you the story about when I was trying to get pregnant and Ryan had to go to the doctor's office. So you can also, you don't have to use the room. You can
bring it.
Hang out at your house.
Yes.
So he did, and he walked in, and right after him were these people with balloons and all these noisemakers because it was National Nurses Appreciation Day.
He's
trying to be all nonchalant and low-key, like, no one's going to notice. I'm just going to hand over this paper bag, and I can just walk away. And there's, like, all these people behind him, like, Happy Nurses Day! Happy Nurses Day! And he's like, oh, my God, this is the worst day of my life.
Own personal cheering session.
Yeah, right? Gary Busey, talking about getting to sleep. He made a video, and it is just bizarre. So he rambles off all these different tips, like listen to ocean waves or a summer rainstorm in Hawaii. Don't go to bed mad at someone because you might not wake up the next morning. But he says once you have a good night's sleep and you wake up, he has you covered.
The days, they end in a Y. And a Y is a symbol of a forked road. One path leads to the village of truth. One path leads to the village of lies.
Village of what?
Lies.
Which one's which?
I know. Yeah. Now I'm nervous about the why.
Says first thing you have to do is wake up and say, this is going to be a beautiful day. Because it ends in the letter Y.
Can't hurt.
Sure. I'll give it a try. Tomorrow. Shrek apparently is being rebooted, and the producer behind the Despicable Me movies is going to work on it. They're also going to work on a reboot of Puss in Boots with Antonio Banderas. Mm-hmm. I've heard he's very excited.
Yes, because of the Nathan X B. That's my go-to.
Will it be Mike Myers and Eddie Murphy still?
Yeah, they said they want to have the original cast.
So they're going to redo the whole
sequel
thing?
Sequel then, right?
Right.
I'm confused.
No, new storylines. But, you know.
Sequels have new storylines? New animation, maybe?
I don't know. But the last Shrek movie came out in 2010, and everyone thought that was the last one.
They said money.
Yeah, right. Brie Larson posted a picture of herself as Captain Marvel. She was in front of a payphone asking people to vote yesterday. The problem was, someone looked at a picture, and there was a 1-800 number on the phone, and it's for a phone sex line.
No.
I know. And congrats to Ariana Grande, named Billboard's Woman of the Year. That's kind of a sarcastic slow clap.
No, I'm a fan.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
She's a star on her own terms, and she stands up for herself and decisions in a world that often isn't hospitable to that sort of strength in young women.
That's great.
Yeah.
And great ponytail.
Solid.
I know. It really is. That's Entertainment Schmig. More at 840 and online at y98.com. But right now, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
Yeah, we got
Another one. Y98, it is the Courtney and Company Morning Show with Kevin and Tim and Jen and Lance. And still to come on the show, we'll have your chance to win tickets to the Musial Awards at Stiefel Theater in the middle of November. Also, we're going to talk about our cryotherapy session yesterday.
I can't wait to hear about it.
That's coming in about 40 minutes or so. And Radio's Tim Convy with Things You Didn't Know.
It is really good today.
In the 7 o'clock
There's
hour.
There's a few where I'm like, this is why we do it. This is why we do it.
This is why you come into work every
day. Yes, exactly. Uh-huh. I'm going to blow your minds.
And your assignment for today, if you listen to the show, is to text us the last text you sent, because I saw a friend of mine said, the last text you sent is your campaign slogan. So we all read ours. The best, I think, was Tim. Tim Convy for Congress. So good.
If I had used my second to last text, it would have been Tim Convy for Congress. I'm going to start doing cryotherapy.
All right, so you've texted us, and give us your name too, because we need to, you know, give you a really real campaign slogan.
Summer snow for county sheriff. Your man A has been off the market for almost 9 years now. That's old news.
Your what?
Your man A.
I like
what
Summer's
is that?
Name.
Your man A?
Your man A has been off.
Your man A.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, like
that's
man
his first
one.
Initial. Got
okay.
it.
No.
What is it?
Ass.
What?
Your man ass. I didn't
hey,
want to say
you don't
ass.
Have to yell it. Yeah, well, then you yelled it.
I thought like there was a man A and a man B.
I did too.
I did too.
I totally thought that, but I love the name Summer Snow.
Yeah. All right, go, move on to the next one.
Sorry.
That one didn't work for us.
No, it didn't work
because we didn't understand.
It didn't work for me either. Pam Kloss for Congress. That's pretty crappy. I'll be there if I can.
That's awesome.
531-9898. Text us the last text you sent.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is Kate.
And company getting stuff done in 2018. I don't know. It sounded like a good campaign slogan.
Yeah, we only have a couple more months. I think we can.
Yeah.
I know, right?
You can actually hold that, pick us up on that offer.
Right. So nameberry.com is a place to go if you're trying to figure out what to name your baby.
Yeah, Tim is a new uncle again.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and the baby was nameless for a couple days.
Yeah. But not as long as Will was. So the new baby is Charlie. But Will, I felt like it was 4 or 5 days before they named him.
Do you have a name in mind, being a guy that's single? Is that weird for a guy to have a name? Are you going to carry on the Tim Convy? I still don't understand the first, second, third. I still don't get Junior. I don't get any of it.
Oh, right. So it's Junior if it's, you know, I'm named after my dad, so I'm Junior. If I was named after an uncle, I would be the second.
Okay, what
or really anyone else in my family, I would be the second, but I'm a junior.
What if you have a son and it's Timothy Convy?
The third.
The third, okay.
No. Oh, it's not Junior Junior.
So would you name your son Timothy
third
Convy?
Sounds kind of cool.
Yeah, I'm not against it.
You could call him Trey. That's what some people do.
Oh, okay.
Or Trip. Lots of trips for three, thirds.
Three sticks.
Yeah, three sticks.
That's right. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
I'm far more concerned with finding someone to have children.
That's a better idea. Yeah.
What I'm gonna name them. I'm not trying to walk into a relationship with my baby names all picked out.
You're really mature.
Any deal breakers, yeah. We can call them whatever you want. We can have as many as you want or not. It's up to you.
Okay, the most popular baby names according to NameBerry of 2028. They've studied trends.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
Okay. It sounds like a lot of what's already popular.
And it's a good idea to look at this because I guess maybe some people don't care if everyone in their class has their name, but coming from a Jennifer that shared your name with a ton of people.
Yeah, there for a while it was like one of you's Jennifer, one of you's Jenny, one of you's Jen. And then there were so many of us that we had to go by like our last initials too.
Yeah.
Jenny B. Yeah, it's no fun.
Jenny from the block.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. That was me. Girls, a decade from now, Charlotte will be the most popular baby name.
I love that
love
name.
It, yeah. Great.
A lot of people think my niece Charlie is short for Charlotte. It's not. It's just Charlie.
Oh, that's cute.
Amelia.
Shouldn't we save that for things you didn't know?
I know. That was a stunner, wasn't it?
Courtney's niece.
Harper, Emma, Olivia, Evelyn, Mia, Aria, Ava, and Sophia.
Cool.
A lot of those are already in the top 10. Yeah.
Switches.
Boys, number one, Liam, which I think is up there right now.
Lots of Liams.
And then Mateo.
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 Right. Ooh. After that, even better, Maverick.
Wow.
Whoa, yeah.
No way. Really?
Come on.
Woo. And the Top Gun sequel coming out. That's
right.
It's going to boost
the
power.
Is the next one Lieutenant Pete Mitchell? Is that the next name?
Maybe. Noah, Lincoln, Lucas, Henry, Theodore, Jackson, spelled J-A-X-O-N.
That's rough.
Ugh.
And Oliver. Keep your opinions to yourself.
Let me tell you, X's are not a great...
Keep it to yourself.
A tasteful X, I think I'm cool with.
Okay, well, listen, I went on to Nameberry and I looked at...
If the X belongs, if it's replacing what should clearly be CKS, like in Jackson, then maybe not so much.
Some people just want their baby's name to be different.
Okay.
Nameberry also put up today's most popular names, like what people are searching for right now. And I don't know if Kevin has any fake names.
But I do not, but I'll work on it.
You might think some of these are, like... If you want to name your baby Homer, but you think that's too basic, you could name them Romer.
What? Romer?
Romer.
Romer?
How about...
What about Man A? Is that on there?
Where's the bell?
No, but here are a couple. Laken.
Lank?
What? Laken Law like, Firm?
Lake with an N on the end. Branch.
Oh, please. We're just quitting now.
Branch is an old name. Like that Branch Rickey?
Branch Rickey, right?
Oh, yeah.
If you don't like Jackson with an X, how about Daxon with an X? D-A-X-O-N. Icarus?
Oh.
Icarus.
Icarus.
And then these are maybe my favorite. Instead of Guillermo, Guillermina. If it's a girl.
So it just really...
It rolls off the tongue.
Yes.
And you really had your heart set on Jake, but then your baby was a girl. How about Jacqueline? Not Jacqueline.
How about new?
Jacqueline. J-A-K-E-L-Y-N. That is the most popular name today on Nameberry. Listen, Jacqueline? You do you. Whatever you want to name your baby.
I'm going to judge you, though. I'm just telling you. I won't tell you that, but I will be judging.
All right. News in just a minute. But first, Lance Hildebrand with a look at traffic.
All right. Forget all these reckless nights you regret. Soon as soon your whole life's going to change. You'll miss the magic of these good old days. There are things you know and things you don't. These are things you don't.
Things you didn't know with me, Radio's Tim Convy. Last week we did an all Halloween one, so I've accumulated even better facts than normal, and I'm really excited about today's, and I look forward to you guys crushing my spirits.
We'll be the judge.
Yeah, and as he said today, this is why he comes in every day.
This is why we play the game, some of these facts, guys. They're really good ones.
Mm. Okay.
Here's something.
Stop it.
I feel like I'm
Linda Mesmer, and I approve this message.
Here's something you didn't know.
I feel like I'm digging my heels in even more than I normally would.
Oh, no.
Well, we'll see. I'm going to blow your mind a few times. 75% of women on the Titanic survived. 50% of children survived, and 20% of men survived.
Why? Because women and children first?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But why is
75% of women survived.
That's great. Why only 50% of the children, I wonder?
Well, don't you think hypothermia lot, gets their bodies sooner?
Having taken the tour in the Branson Museum, a lot of the kids were unfortunately, in third class.
Oh, yeah. That's a
And there weren't a ton of kids on it, so that's also why.
Mm-hmm. Here's something you didn't know. This is why we play the game, folks.
Because Kevin has more information than you?
No.
You've been drinking today.
This is a good one. All the insects in the world combined weigh 300 times more than all the people combined.
Yeah. Oh.
You.
That's something.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Not only is that things you didn't know, it's things I didn't need to know.
I think it's fascinating.
It is really fascinating.
I'm going to think about that every time I see a bug.
Ah, yes! Here's something you didn't
Not
know.
Not me. I'll forget about this fact in a week.
This is another good one.
All right.
Here's something you didn't know. It takes more than 52 gallons of water to make a latte. It's because you have to factor in the water it takes to produce the coffee, milk, sugar, and the material for the cup, sleeve, and lid.
That's crazy.
Hmm.
52 gallons.
Good. Yeah, that's a little nutty.
Here's something you didn't know. The sound of most toilet flushes is in the key of E flat.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
My number two does not look like a number two.
Is that a job like toilet tuner?
Yeah. It's an A sharp. Here's something you didn't know. The jock strap was invented in 1874 to help bicycle jockeys as they made deliveries on cobblestone streets in Boston.
Ah!
How about that?
That's why they call it jock strap.
Yeah. Pretty good.
That is pretty good. I always thought it was... Is that why they call athletes jocks?
Kevin, did you go to that museum?
No, I don't know.
Is it also in Branson?
Here's something you didn't know. The first and only G-rated movie to ever win Best Picture was Oliver in 1969. And then 1 year later, Midnight Cowboy became the first and only X-rated movie to win Best Picture.
Good. Good for you.
What?
Here's something you didn't know. Amazon was originally going to be called Relentless. In fact, if you go to relentless.com, it still directs you to amazon.com.
Hold on. Jen's
doing it because she thinks I make these up.
Whoa!
Oh, yeah! Relentless.com, folks.
Why Relentless? Because they are. And they're not going to stop until they take over the world.
Show some R-E-S-P-I-C-T.
Here's something you didn't know. There are currently 11 Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles in the U.S. They each drive around a specific area of the country.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That internship's a pretty cool job.
So yeah, for a college kid.
You get to see the country.
Here's something you didn't know. This is a great one. When the first typewriter was created in 1868, the creators saved money by not including keys for a 0 or a 1 because they figured people would just use O and I.
It's okay,
no,
but...
it's not okay.
Not at all.
Especially for this guy.
Sorry.
Here's something you didn't know. Some species of caterpillars have evolved to look like bird poop, so if a bird spots them, they won't get eaten.
There's a goal.
You're right.
Wow.
I aspire to look like poop. Feel free to isolate that, Kevin.
Here's something you know. This is crazy. When Aerosmith was preparing for their tour in 1977, they wound up passing on a plane because they didn't think it was up to safety standards.
Oh, no, the plane went down.
They were right. The plane would crash a year later, killing 3 members of Leonard Skinner.
Oh, man. How have we not learned that part of it?
That is... you can't beat that one.
Pretty heavy, right?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Here's something to know. Platypuses don't have nipples. They sweat out milk for their babies.
They sweat it out, like, all over their whole body?
Yeah.
Ooh. Man, that would be not great.
Been some fun animal facts in this one.
I got a few more. You want another? No. I got a few more good ones. Here's something you know. There are between 40 and 50 million goldfish in Lake Ontario. They're not a native species. They got there from people setting their goldfish free, pets.
After fun fairs?
And then they started reproducing.
Oh my gosh, that's where mine is. Remember?
That makes a lot of sense.
Fido, come here.
I came home from school and my mom said, oh, your goldfish died, but she was tired of taking care of him. And she flushed him down the toilet.
The jibba jabba.
He's not in Lake Ontario then.
I'm pretty sure he is.
Here's something you know. Unfrosted Pop-Tarts have more calories than frosted ones.
What?
Because
they have a slightly thicker crust, which is just full of calories.
What? Huh? The breading. The pastry is thicker.
Okay.
More carbs.
What's the point of the non-frosted ones?
I know. It's just, well, it's good if you don't want any joy in your life.
If you're a savage.
Yep, you are.
That's amazing.
And finally, here's something you didn't know. The official unit of measurement for 1 million years is a mega anus.
Things you didn't know.
The only way you can take Y98 with you.
Y98 with the Courtney and Company morning show on your day after election. I was just asking Jen about all the propositions in Missouri. We had none of those in Illinois. We like to keep it simple because we're not smart.
Man, there were so many. I had to go in with a list written down.
Yeah.
And also all the judges because, there was one, I think, that you weren't supposed to
vote for. Did you go look at the Missouri Bar Association's website and look them up?
Yeah, one of my friends sent that to me.
Yes. Who? It wasn't me.
No, it was my friend who's an attorney.
Oh, okay. So the election being yesterday, one of my friends posted on Facebook and it made me laugh. Your last text that you sent is your campaign slogan. So we've been asking you all morning to text us your campaign slogan to 314-531-9898 with your name so we can have a good slogan for you.
Ford Frazier for Senate. Wait, he won?
All right. Ford Frazier is a good name, yeah, though.
Uh-huh.
Ashley W. for County Assessor. We are having a rough night here, but I don't need your mom to come help.
Oh, that's great.
And Jennifer Brown for Board of Review. It's okay. I'll do it.
Yeah. Nice.
Good.
531-9898. All right. So yesterday, the bet went down. Every single month, if you're not aware, we do this birthday bet where 1 week out of the month, we compile all, whoever is the farthest away from the actual celebrity birthday age gets points. And whoever has the most points at the end of the week has to do a terrible bet.
So Courtney was in last place going into Friday.
I was.
And then Tim was like, yeah, you lost. And I said, you lost too.
We tied. We tied for the loser.
We did.
And our bet was whoever lost had to go into do cryotherapy, a cryo chamber. Lance was interested. So Lance came along too, even though he didn't lose. This does not, by the way, get you off the hook for next week, next month.
Oh, dude.
No.
Nope.
No.
Those aren't the rules.
No. And we all went to the Institute of Natural Health in the U-Club Towers right across from the Galleria. And TJ and his staff were great. I mean, it's a cool place, and they were just wonderful, and we were all freaked out. I wanted to go first, because I just wanted to be the first one to do it and not watch other people do it. And I have to say, it was cold.
No.
And I had to go, I had to be naked.
Well, you had a robe on, right?
No.
You had to take the robe off when you got in?
Yes. You have gloves on and like...
Knock it off.
Shut up, Kevin. You have gloves on and like socks and scuba shoes when you're in there. And men wear boxer shorts, but women are supposed to go naked. And because a bra, if there's underwire, it could freeze to you.
Ooh, no.
Yeah.
And the first... It's a shock to the system, but I think the last 45 seconds are the worst. Mm-hmm. It's so cold. But afterwards, I felt great, didn't you?
Pretty good, yeah. It's also weird. I think I expected it to be some absurd feeling I hadn't felt before. You know what I mean? Like something very different, but you're just really, really cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it feels like.
And the cold increases in the 3 minutes.
How low does it get, Lance?
So the temperature we experienced was minus 130 degrees Fahrenheit, so 162 degrees below freezing.
What? How can your body do that?
Yeah. And here's a little perk of the cryotherapy.
Mm.
You burn between 500 and 800 calories.
Standing there.
Can I do it every day?
I know. Wow. That's what I do. This is my new weight loss program. But it also helps collagen production. Lance wanted to do it because he has really bad knees. And Lance felt great afterwards.
My knees felt about 20 years younger when I walked out of that chamber.
Yeah, because it decreases the inflammation in your body.
Yes.
It was great.
It was pretty. I mean, those 3 minutes are not my favorite.
Yeah, we had different tactics to sort of stay focused.
I think I just...
Or not focused.
I don't even know what I did, but all I kept thinking was, because everybody was watching me with my head out, that I am completely naked this close to everyone.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Like, the door could just
open. Oh, my gosh. So I don't even remember what I did. I just... I moved around a lot.
Yeah, like running in place.
Yes.
Oh, and you can move in there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like marched.
Yeah, because you know, jogging in place is going to help when it's minus 162 degrees.
You'd be surprised. For a short period of time, it
does.
It feels better than just sitting
there
and
freezing. You have to be careful not hit the chamber wall because
that's
cold.
Freeze to it.
Well, no, it's just cold. It's really cold.
It's chilly.
And my butt cheeks felt like they were crystallizing at one point.
Oh, yeah. It's like...
It was weird.
Wow.
Okay, so let me ask you this, because I know someone else who's had it done, and they said that night they had the best night's sleep they've ever had.
I don't know if it was the best night's sleep. I think it was good.
Mm-hmm. I had a long day anyway, so I don't know. I was pretty tired.
But my favorite... Lance was, of course, like, he was the last one to go, so he was like, yeah, uh-huh. Uh-huh. He was all cocky.
He was Hildebranding it?
Yes, he totally was.
No, I did it.
At first you were, but then the last 30 seconds you could tell. But
yeah, the last 30 seconds got really cold.
But Tim's method to deal with it, well, first of all, he wore a hat, which is not fair.
Baby.
It is fair. It's not, your head's not in the thing anyway.
Yeah, but
I also wear sunglasses.
He rapped different songs the whole,
like Ice Ice Baby.
He did Ice Ice Baby first.
Yeah. And then I did Bust a Move.
Uh-huh.
Because it distracted me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he did, he couldn't figure out how Shoop started.
I was like, how does it start?
Here I go. Where were you? Okay, girls, what's my weakness?
Man.
Where were you when I needed you yesterday, Jen?
Chilling. Minding my business.
He said he could have gotten through the whole thing on that song alone had he come up with the beginning of it.
Yeah, I couldn't, it's so cold in there, you can't think.
And it was videoed. So that'll be thrilling. It'll be online tomorrow at some point at Y98.com. We will let you know.
All
but
right.
I felt like it was a loss, and those 3 minutes were harsh, but I felt pretty good afterwards.
Yeah, I did too.
I might have to go there.
I know.
You should.
In 2019.
You look that much. Oh, baby, you should go and love yourself.
Yeah.
And if you think that I'm still holding on to something,
Y98, Courtney and company with a ton still left on the show. We have tickets to the Musial Awards happening later this month at the Stiefel Theater. And if you're hungry, or if you're not, prepare to be. Foodstuffs coming up in the 9 o'clock hour.
Oh, by the way, tomorrow on the show at 7:10, we have that big announcement about something that's coming back again. Oh, people love it. It's a lot of fun. We've done it for years and years and years.
What is it?
Shopping spree.
I didn't want you to actually.
I can't help. You know, I'm such a terrible liar.
Yeah.
I'm not a terrible liar.
You
I'm actually
also have
a really good
slight
liar.
Oppositional disorder sometimes.
I know. I want to tell people.
You want to be a real breaker.
I know. That's tomorrow at 7:10. We'll give you all the information and when you can start winning.
Yes.
All right. A couple travel stories. Are you traveling for Thanksgiving, Jen? Your family all lives out of town.
Yeah.
But you're not. You're just going to Boonville.
Right.
Oh, okay. So you're not flying to Buffalo.
We're not flying. No.
Tim is flying.
Yes, to New York.
He's going to New York, and then he's going to be in an RV coming back from New York
you
with a bunch of friends.
You know, that's my dream. RVing across America.
Yeah. I'm really, really excited.
I mean,
you need to talk to Heidi Glaus at Channel 5. She bought an RV a couple years ago, and they do the most fun things.
I know, and I don't think she uses it all the time, so I might ask her if I could rent it.
I don't think that's a borrowing kind of deal.
You don't think you can borrow
it? It's an RV.
I could rent it. I'm going to pay her to borrow the RV.
I know.
I'm not going to buy an RV.
I just
want to rent one.
And there's always a campground somewhere where you can check in everywhere
just
they
hang
go.
Out.
Yeah.
All right, well,
I'll let you know how it goes.
So Tim is flying out on when?
The Friday before Thanksgiving.
All right. Well, the TSA is predicting that Thanksgiving travel season, it's going to be the biggest ever.
Ooh.
25 million people flying. It's up 7% from last year. And they said even...
7%?
Yes.
That's a lot.
They said even if you try to get a jump start, a head start on the crowds, it's as busy the Friday before Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
And the Monday before Thanksgiving, it's just going to be crazy.
Really?
Yeah. That's why I don't. I used to fly back home to see my parents, but one time my flight was delayed, and because every single flight is booked, I couldn't get on a flight.
Mm.
I remember like crying, shock.
What?
I was crying at the ticket counter because I was I was so homesick. It was the first year that I had moved halfway across the country, and I just wanted to see my family. And they're like, "Sorry, we can't get you on a flight."
You were stuck in an airport?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It stunk. And after that, I was like, "I'm just going to visit Ryan's family for Thanksgiving. Just drive. I'll see my parents for Christmas."
And then there's another travel story. I am uncomfortable doing it because I know it's going to cause somebody some...
So she gave it to me. Okay.
It's terrible.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. The airline has since apologized.
But they didn't at first.
No, they didn't. They only did after the story went viral. This is crazy. This guy was flying from Atlanta to Miami last week. I think you figured out what the airline is already. He got to his seat and something didn't smell right.
Oh boy.
And he looked down and he saw something.
What did he see, Jen?
What did he see?
What's on the seat?
Let me say this. It wasn't chocolate ice cream.
Oh. Was it a caterpillar?
It wasn't a,
it wasn't a caterpillar.
Well, then I know what he's saying. Yes. It was similar. Similar. It was some matur.
It was all over his shoes and his pants.
Ugh.
All right.
Talk to the flight just staff. Wait. He talked to the flight staff, and they said they had reported it to the cleaning crew earlier. But, you know, the crew hadn't cleaned it, so, oh well. They gave him a couple paper towels and a tiny bottle of gin and told him to clean himself off. Huh. He complained to someone else.
Sure.
They said the same thing. Not our fault. It's the fault of the cleaning crew. That's not true, by the way. They're supposed to use a biohazard kit.
A.K.A. gin.
Yeah. Right. Or gin. And they said, here's the deal. This plane needs to take off. Sit in it or get off the plane.
Oh, my God.
So a lot of people want to know, like...
And people around him probably didn't want to...
Blitz him out. Yes. Right. And three different crew members told him three different stories. It was a German Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
Someone else said it was a... Someone else said it was a golden retriever puppy, because who's going to get mad at the most adorable puppy on the face of the planet?
Most adorable puppy.
And someone else said it was an old man. Now that the story's gone viral, he's been apologized to.
I would think more than that, right?
And they've offered him 50,000 frequent flyer miles, but he's thinking about suing.
Oh, well.
Mm.
I think.
Does 50,000 frequent flyer miles get me?
Mm,
does it get me much?
Maybe a round trip flight somewhere.
And those are
right?
harder to redeem. I'm not a big lawsuit person, but I, on principle alone, I
right.
Kind of,
yeah. Just yeah. the way it was handled, exactly. Like sit in it or get off the plane.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I had to choose my spot on the plane for my flight, and I thought that was a crappy scene.
Bell.
Group in studios in downtown. This is KYKY FM and HD1 St.
Y98, it is Courtney and Company on a day after the election. Jen will have all the results for you in just a few minutes in her news. We asked early this morning, we started off the show by talking about your campaign slogan. What would it be if you were to run? And a friend of mine had posted on Facebook, the last text you sent is your campaign slogan. So all morning long, we've been asking you to text us your last text at 314-531-9898. We have a couple really good ones.
Pat R. for Senate. Let me know if I can do anything.
That's a good one.
That is good.
Or is it?
Well,
if
right.
I can do anything.
Lynn B. for State Representative. It's okay to stay home tomorrow. But you have to go to school Thursday.
I just like it.
That's a good one. Yeah.
It doesn't make any sense.
Right. Yeah.
But maybe Laura K. says it best. Laura K. for governor. I will drive safe. And I love you.
Right.
That's a politician I can get behind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. She's
right, the a holiday. What?
Nothing. Yelling! We yell everything!
The holidays are approaching. It is officially November, and you know, the big one in November, obviously, Thanksgiving, but there's some other holidays in November, and we're going to do a little bona fide or bogus. I'm going to name the holiday, and you're going to tell me if it's real or made up, and they're all in November, okay?
All right.
Bona fide or bogus, your welcome day.
It should be a day.
Bonafide.
I bet you it's somewhere near Thanksgiving.
Bonafide.
Yeah. It is true. It is, in fact, the day
after
Thanksgiving.
Oh.
And it's all about minding your manners,
yes.
Because after a thank you, you're supposed to say you're welcome.
It's bad. It is a real issue. That's going to be my platform.
Manners.
Manners. Courtney Landrum, manners.
Mm, needs to be catchier than that. I'll figure it out.
Okay. Take some time. Up next, bonafide or bogus, have a bad day.
Is that after your welcome day? I'm going to say...
Bogus.
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 I'm afraid it's bona fide.
No.
It's
on November.
It's on November 19th, and it's supposed to remind you that it's okay to have a bad day every once in a while.
Okay.
Just like the song.
By Daniel Pouter.
Pouter. I think that's right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What happened to that guy?
With the last,
he's one and done.
He's had a bad life after that song.
He had one good day.
Mm-hmm. Bona fide.
Bona fide or bogus, fight a family member day.
That has to fall around the holidays, too.
I'm going
to
say yes.
Yes, bona fide. Bona fide.
It is bogus.
It should be a real one.
Not a real thing, but Thanksgiving is essentially fight a family member day.
It might still be a real thing, but just not
recognized or celebrated.
True. Yeah.
Bona fide or bogus, take a hike day.
It's stupid.
Take a hike.
Bona fide.
Does it mean like actually go on a hike?
I would think so.
Hike and experience the fall foliage.
Yeah, I'm going to say it's real. Bona fide.
It's real. It's bona fide.
Mm-hmm.
It is November 17th. It's not about telling someone to get out of here. It's about going and hiking. Or November 17th.
As one person pronounced it, foliage. Fall foliage.
Who said that?
I'm not telling you. Wasn't me.
Was it on this radio station?
I don't know.
Oh.
Yes, you do. Do they still work here?
Yes.
That'll narrow it down.
Bona fide or bogus, tie one on day.
Taiwan on day. That's every day for Courtney.
Right. Listen,
lady. Man.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
Bona fide.
It is bona fide.
Bona fide.
It is the day before Thanksgiving, but it's not all about drinking. Oh, yeah. It's about baking. Taiwan on refers to tying on an apron.
Yawn.
So now tie on your apron day.
But the day before Thanksgiving is a big party night.
Yeah, it is.
And my dad used to call it amateur night.
Yeah. Because everybody's out.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, big party night. Anyway, that's your bona fide or bogus. So we'll be celebrating.
Bona fide or bogus!
Throughout November.
While I still try and figure out how to pronounce Josh Hawley's day.
Yeah!
Entertainment Schmig.
This holiday, enjoy a cold Michelob Ultra with 60% fewer carbs than a glass of wine. Mm. And as I've suggested, just put it in a wine glass. It'll make you feel classy.
I have a little entertainment note.
You do?
You know I hit a big milestone birthday recently.
Right. 25.
Uh-huh. But I am now all of a sudden being targeted by Golden Girls Apparel.
Really?
Everywhere I go.
Yeah.
On like Facebook, Instagram, the most recent today was a Blanche sweatshirt, Christmas sweatshirt that said, ho, ho, ho.
How many did you get?
Every day it's a different Golden
Girls. How many did you order? Can you order one for me?
I kind of want one.
That's amazing. Funny.
But is it because a friend of mine gave me a Golden Girls birthday card and my foot, it hurt it? It's bizarre, don't you think?
Thank you for being a friend.
I feel like you need to go into your Facebook profile and change your year of birth and see if your ads change.
I don't understand it. All right, that is all.
What about when I only think something in my head and then it shows up as an ad on Facebook?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something's not right. Okay, and this is not right either. I talked to you about Halsey, maybe has a new boyfriend. She's apparently hanging out with John Mayer.
Hmm.
Oh.
All right. I'm okay with
How old is Halsey?
Give it a few months.
Younger than John Mayer.
Now I know.
She's not crazy.
She's not?
Yet. No.
He's been sliding into her IG comments over the last few months, and she did caption this picture recently, 7 a.m. carpool karaoke with John Mayer.
You're out of John Mayer. You don't like him women.
No. I think he needs to become celibate and maybe become one of those monks that doesn't speak. That only writes songs.
Happen. Willing to bet that's not going to happen.
Cloister. Isn't that it? Yeah. The monks.
He can still write songs, but...
Is that wrong?
No, I think maybe you're right. I don't know.
We just don't need him
I was pretty impressed by me coming up with that, and nobody said anything.
Well, you're right.
Yeah, we just need him to not open his mouth and have words come out. I know you're a big fan of Matlock back in the day.
This God!
This isn't helping your Golden Girls ads popping up in your Facebook. Courtney liked Matlock when she was way too young to do
so. It was always on reruns when I'd get home from work, and who doesn't love Andy?
Yeah.
My mom was a fan of Perry Mason, and apparently they're rebooting it with Matthew Rhys from The Americans.
Cool.
Taking on the role, and it's going to be an HBO show, so you know it's going to be done well.
I'm in.
And Robert Downey Jr. is producing the reboot.
I'll give it a sniff.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Sure. Yeah. It's just like, you know, probably loosely based on Perry Mason. Sure. They're just using the name. Just like Riverdale does with the Archie's comics.
And Sabrina.
Yeah. And Kelly Ripa has signed on to Riverdale. Now you're saying, what? Her husband, Mark Consuelos, is already on the show. Yes. She is apparently going to play his mistress. She posted a picture on Instagram. She said, 23 years of auditioning for a role I was born to play. Up online at 198.com, a poll about the 20 best movies about American presidents came out yesterday for Election Day.
But it's not,
it's
presidents.
It's real presidents.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Which explains a lot of the...
It's not like Independence Day.
American presidents.
I do take issue, number 16 on their list, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Slayer.
You know what? I saw that one.
I did too.
It wasn't too bad. I mean, the book was a lot better.
Notice how Convy always has to bring up a Kevin Kline movie.
That's a great presidential movie.
Being there is slightly presidential. One of the best movies of all time.
A great presidential movie.
Yes, it was.
All right.
You mentioned...
Kind words of my thespian activities,
you guys,
Mr. Connor.
You're on the wrong side of this one.
You mentioned Abraham Lincoln. No, I'm pretty sure, you know, 80 to 20% polls are in. It's decided. This show is anti-Klein.
Oh, our ratings are going down because St. Louis loves Kevin Klein.
My problem is Kevin Klein now.
Loved Kevin Klein.
Yes.
Before he started talking like this.
How may I make reparations toward my...
He does one interview and you guys turn on him like that.
And he's been making great movies for decades.
Yeah,
he's made
changed.
You laugh. He's made you cry. He's made you think.
He's changed.
And you guys get upset because he has a slightly affected accent.
He's changed.
If he did not go to Priory, your alma mater...
That's not true. He's a great actor.
The theater, Timothy.
Yeah, he's an Oscar winner. You're right.
Thank you, Tim Gunn.
Yeah. It's called Wanda.
Mm-hmm.
One of the best.
Yep. And one of the only actors to win for a comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, there you go.
Listen, that's when I liked him. And he's married to like my idol from when I was a teenager, Phoebe Cates.
She's the best.
She is quite a woman.
Way to go, Lance. Give it to him.
And we're out of time. Lincoln, the best movie about American presidents. Yeah. And if you're not up for that, there's a movie coming out called Clownado, and it's about killer clowns from hell, but somehow a tornado is still involved.
You know what my favorite part of Lincoln was? Kevin Kline.
Oh, was he in that? Was he Seward? Did he play Seward?
Yeah, the guy with the beard.
Yeah.
Yeah, killed it.
Right.
Yeah.
You're right.
Thanks for coming out.
Wow.
So he made it to number one on that list, didn't he, guys?
That's the Schmig. No, Daniel Day-Lewis did. We'll have celebrity birthdays in just a minute.
He wiped the floor with Daniel Day-Lewis in that movie. Did you see what he did?
I didn't see the movie.
Yeah, well, you should.
I don't have to do anything. I don't want to.
Unfortunately, I was not present at the screening of that.
You don't like Kevin Kline. You don't like Abraham Lincoln.
Cinematic treasure.
No. And apparently you don't like women because you haven't seen Wonder Woman. So I just...
Tim, you're taking it too far.
You just Hildebranded it. Lance, how's the final look at the roads?
All right, well, out in the Westplex, I jinxed it last time around. Talked about how 70 was doing so badly.
For it. 198 with Taylor Swift on the Courtney and Company Morning Show. Happy birthday to the Pillsbury Doughboy. First commercial debuted on this day. Back how many years ago?
70.
Oh, 60.
60 years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can believe that.
I said 70.
You said 70 years? Mm-hmm. 65.
Do you 70. Know what we're doing?
75. 53.
Oh.
The Doughboy's 53 years old. Okay.
He looks good. It's all an extra.
He does. How old is Lord?
Young.
Yeah.
23.
21.
25.
22.
22.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yep. How about David Guetta?
I think he's the other side. I think he's older looking.
43.
I think that's a good guess. Let's say 46.
40.
45.
Wow, he's 51.
Whoa! Whoa.
Right?
Guetta.
So Guetta.
You're such a good repeater.
Aww. Repeater. How old is Adam Devine?
I love
you know, from Pitch Perfect and Modern Family and so many great things.
36.
Ooh. Really?
Hi.
Nah, I think he's 32.
That's what I was thinking.
34.
33. Well, Courtney and Tim, he's 35.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
You sandwiched it. One more. How old is singer Joni Mitchell?
Oh, man.
Ooh. I'll give you a clue. Not 35.
No. Maybe at least twice that. 73.
I think even older, 75.
She's 75.
Yeah. Yeah.
There you go. That's celebrity birthdays. Happy birthday if you're celebrating today. You're celebrating on a 7. That's a lucky number for me. That was terrible. Here we go. Bye.
From the Brown and Crouppen Studios in downtown, this is KYKY-FM and HD1.
Foodstuffs with me, Radio's Tim Convy. It is brought to you by Salt and Smoke. Check out the barbecue and the bourbon at Salt and Smoke, one in the Delmar Loop, one down in Southampton. We're also on Instagram at Courtney and Co. Y98, where you should be following us for a variety of reasons, including you get to watch these foodstuff segments live whenever you want.
Foodstuffs.
Like the last reason.
primary. Oh, quick update. Jenny wrote us on Instagram. You can also communicate it with us on there and said we were talking about Pringles the other day, and Jen misses Pringles because they're delicious and they have gluten in them. But Jenny said that Aldi's has their version of Pringles and they're gluten-free and delicious.
What? I'm getting on Instacart right now.
Yeah.
By the way, oh yeah, because Aldi was added to Instacart, but here's another thing that comes out today at Aldi. Get ready. One per customer. The wine advent calendar.
Ooh, tell me more about that.
One bottle of wine a day.
Yeah, you open up the little windows.
Makes sense. You can see the picture of it. It looks pretty great. I think they used to sell it at Aldi in Europe.
Yes,
but
you're
never
right.
did it in the United States. Two bottles of Prosecco, Chardonnay.
It's a great gift idea for Zinfandel. Somebody.
Oh, yeah. Limit one per customer, and they're available starting today. They might already be gone. Good luck.
We talked about some Thanksgiving stuff yesterday. We're going to be talking about that quite a bit. Thanksgiving ice cream flavors are coming. So there's this place called Salt and Straw. It's an ice cream shop.
Yes.
I've been there. And we talked about their Halloween flavors that they had like pig's blood. In
yes,
one.
That's right.
These are kind of crazy. Not quite as crazy.
They're all copying off Jones Soda.
Yep.
Oh,
all these things. They were the original of that soda that tasted like your Thanksgiving meal.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, here you want to hear some of the flavors they've got?
No. Yes, I do.
Picture this for ice cream. Salted caramel Thanksgiving turkey with turkey fat and skin mixed into the ice cream.
Nope. Ew. Nope. Why do you have to do that?
Nope.
Sweet potato casserole with maple pecans.
Yeah.
Were you worried how you said pecan?
Pecans?
It's pecans.
Pecan.
Roasted cranberry sauce sorbet.
That might be all right.
Yeah, I would give that a whirl.
Roasted peach and sage cornbread stuffing.
Yeah, that sounds good. Yeah.
Maybe.
Spiced goat cheese and pumpkin pie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm in on that one.
Problem is, this stuff is pretty pricey.
How much is the...
To get a pint shipped to you, $65.
Nah.
Whoa. Nothing's
or you could good. Just go to Trader Joe's and get their pumpkin pie ice cream, which is amazing.
But does it have turkey bits?
It tastes like, you know when your pumpkin pie is nice and chilled? It tastes just like that, the filling of a pumpkin pie. It's great.
Food coma. I think most often people end up in food comas probably right after Thanksgiving.
And it has nothing to do with the turkey, even though that has tryptophan in it. It's because you have all you're eating is carbs.
Yep.
Think about all the sides of Thanksgiving.
Yep. But what do you mean it doesn't have anything to do with the turkey?
They say that you would have to overload on turkey to have tryptophan affect you.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Huh.
It's all the stuffing and taters.
Who's not overloading on turkey, though?
Me. I'm in for the sides.
It's my least favorite part of Thanksgiving.
According to a new survey, the average American spends 213 hours a year in a food coma. That is nine entire days.
I actually had a little touch of one last night. I had Mexican food. Yeah. Some of Mexican food, I know I'm full, but it's so delicious. So
yeah. They say after you eat all those carbs, it takes about an hour and 22 minutes before we feel sharp and ready to work or, like, do anything.
Yep.
Most common foods that knock us out, burgers, pizza, mashed potatoes, burritos, fries, hot dogs, burritos, tacos, cheese, and potato chips.
All delicious things. Worth the food coma.
Yeah. Mm.
Food stuffs.
Up next, our friends over at Wallet Hub, little survey, big report, the fattest cities.
Oh, I saw this yesterday and... One of our states makes the list.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, I've got states. Cities is a different one. We'll get into that another time. Yeah, I mean, we're not in the top 10. Neither Missouri nor Illinois.
Good. That's good.
You got Mississippi, West Virginia, Arkansas, Kentucky, Tennessee, Louisiana, Alabama, South Carolina, Oklahoma, and Texas.
One of us makes the top 20, though.
Yeah. That's true. Illinois came in at 28.
Thanks, Chicago. Mm-hmm. On behalf of Southern Illinois, thank you.
Missouri, the 16th fattest state in these United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is crazy, man. You go to the coasts and you can tell the difference.
But we have less months of... Oh, you're saying either coast.
I mean, yeah. Minneapolis and Minnesota in general always make, like, the healthiest cities. Same with Colorado.
Yeah, you're
like,
right.
They have way more cold weather than we do. Yeah. What are we doing
it's not
wrong?
A weather thing. I don't know. Just our diets in general?
I think it's our delicious barbecue.
Is that what it is?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, what's Minnesota known for with food? Nothing.
Oh.
We need to move to a state where they don't care about food.
And I think the alcohol has a lot to do with it. We drink a lot
more
in the Midwest than, you know, on the coasts. Anyway, maybe we can move down a few notches for next year. But
are you
for now,
work on that?
Missouri. Yeah, I'm doing my part.
Let's count how many things you had yet on Monday.
Oh, man.
How many pastries and...
All sweets, too.
I know.
Cupcakes and... JoJo's.
Oh, it was a lot.
You can't beat him, join him.
I feel like Tim is single-handedly moving us up to number 15 on the list next
year.
But he's
got great genes.
He does. He has high metabolism. Uh-huh.
You guys are the best. That's food stuff.
Food stuff!
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.